Think so?
A little.
But the number one moment that you selected is September 11, 2001.
Mm. And it actually, this to me is really when the ticket kind of grew up. And what happened in the weeks that followed September 11th up at the station, and the transaction, the emotional transaction between us and the listeners, I think that is that's when the bond was completely sealed, and it felt like we were important in this community, and we felt a part of the community like we had never had before.
I agree. It definitely took that to a new place and a level that it had not been there before. And were it not for something like this, I don't know if or how it would have gotten there otherwise.
Right, because it had that feeling of we were all sitting here processing our emotions together. We would talk with P1s. We were, you know, on the air just trying to figure it out with everyone else, trying to sift through that difficult emotional debris that happened after that thing. And there was an article written about it, how that was the day that the ticket grew up. And of course we're still just as childish as ever. but yeah, I remember that really impacting me, not only as the event of the day of the terrorist attack, but also how the ticket responded to it. I began to see our jobs differently than I did before, and it's something that you can't really talk about because it sounds all cheesy and emotional and sentimental, but it did make me appreciate the job that we have as being an important job. And I always thought that our job was completely frivolous, and this proved to me that it was only half frivolous.
Yeah, it's not what we're known for, but as we said, it changed a lot of things for us, and we all began to see it in a little bit different way. Now, you boys were standing watch that day. I was out driving in the car listening. I was by the channel, and I heard, I mean, this is how I found out about the whole thing. So, shall we listen to a little audio of that day?
Sure.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Lydell. You have no idea how happy you made me as a Sooner fan. Had a big touchdown in their national championship game.
Yep. Yeah, he was part of that 85 national championship team.
What the heck's going on at the World Trade Center?
Is this live?
Good God. What is that? Smoke billowing out of the top 10 or 20 stories of the World Trade Center like they had an explosion.
Is that
there.
Some kind of... Is it footage? Or is that real?
It says live.
It's live.
It's live. It's happening as you're seeing it.
Good
wow,
Lord.
It
I mean,
like
it looks
like... explosion.
That's surreal.
And it's at the top of the World Trade Center.
It's probably about 30 or 40 windows blown out.
Yeah, with billows of smoke you can see in this picture all the way across the river.
It looks like a towering inferno, like that movie. You know what it almost looks like? It looks like a plane went into the side of it. I don't think that's what happened, but that's what it looks like.
Right.
Like there's something crashed right into the side of the World Trade Center.
They said it was 110 stories, the World Trade Center, so this is obviously up there around the 70th floor, somewhere around there.
Why don't you listen, Fernando, and tell us if they figure out what causes this.
Incredible.
Is it a fire or just an explosion?
Is that it?
Yeah, and you know, after that was, I guess, right after the first plane hit. And then the next segment, we talked to Jerry Jones.
Right.
And we had him, and during that interview, that's when the second plane hit. And we let Jerry go. And we, from that point, I can't remember how many weeks after that we went, but after that, it was a discussion on what do we do now, as, you know, here in Dallas, Fort Worth, and what do we do as a country moving forward. And I think we did a lot better after that day. I know I did, I guess, but because that day, man, I didn't know what to say. It was just, I think you heard me say it was surreal. I didn't know what we were watching. And I remember we went to at break, and once we found out it was a plane, I told Junior, I said, did we just watch 10,000 people die?
Is that all the audio we have?
Or we have more?
We have one more. All right. If you'd like to hear it.
You know what? Anybody above that, the 10 or 20 floors above that plane crash, there's probably no hope of getting out of there.
You manage,
okay, can you stop
it,
Jake?
You'd be in if you're above.
Okay, I want to start it over in a second because I'm trying to put the timeline together here. So the first bit of audio we just heard, we didn't know it was a plane at the time.
Right.
No.
Okay, then we went to the Jerry interview.
Yes, and I think this piece is after Jerry.
Yeah. Okay, so during the Jerry interview, did we know it was a plane at that point?
Yeah, we did. As a matter of fact, I was the one that told Jerry about that. He was getting ready to fly to New York. And we had made the decision to cut the Jerry interview short because obviously it wasn't appropriate to talk about the Cowboys.
Okay, but even as this information is coming in and as we start the Jerry interview, we hear at some point that it was a plane, but we're not thinking terrorism.
No, at that point, no, because that was only about 15 minutes into it.
Right, we just thought horrible plane crash.
I don't think we thought terrorism until we all sat there live on the air and watched the second plane go in.
I remember hearing June say, okay, we've been attacked.
Yeah, because the first one, it's an accident that might happen. But yeah. when two happened,
I think we thought commuter plane.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but when two happened in 30 minutes or whatever, we knew there was no way. That's an accident.
So this second bit of audio is probably 8:15, 8:30.
Somewhere in there.
I'm wondering, do you know if this contains us seeing the second plane hitting?
It's the one I think it is, yes.
I believe it does. You know what? Anybody above that, the 10 or 20 floors above that plane crash, there's probably no hope of getting out of there.
Imagine the panic you'd be in if you're above that.
Yeah. Look at that. Whoa. What is that?
A big fireball came shooting out.
No, they're getting another explosion.
Another plane just hit.
That just exploded.
It's ABC News again.
I just saw another plane coming in from the side.
You did. That was out of absolute
Yes, and that's the second explosion. You could see the plane come in just from the right-hand side of the screen.
This would make you think it's terrorist.
This looks like it is some sort of a concerted effort to attack the World Trade Center that is underway in downtown New York.
I just saw it come right in from the right side and just slam. Right.
So it didn't come in from the smoky side, which would make you think that it could be accidental.
We're going to give you a replay of what we just saw. Well,
there's nothing accidental about that.
Put on TV.
Fire equipment coming in or some sort of observation plane.
A second plane has hit the World Trade Center.
But it was obviously designed to attack the World Trade Center. We're going to show you that. Here's a replay of the videotape.
Sticks on five.
In a second, that looks like a good size.
That was a big plane.
Came in and hit the World Trade Center.
Is there any way that could have been an accident?
So this is obviously
no way. That was awfully low flying too.
Oh my God! This is one of the worst things I've ever seen.
A concerted attack against one of the towers of the World Trade Center underway.
We had seen a plane coming in from the other direction earlier. I'd noticed it. Had you, Charlie? I didn't know if it was that plane.
This is not a military operation. I do imagine.
Yeah, this looks like it's a deliberate attack on the United States. This is the worst terrorism we've probably ever experienced outside of the Timothy McVeigh thing, and this may be foreign in nature with what's going on in the Middle East, but that's, of course, pure speculation on my part. But wow, two planes look like they intentionally hit the World Trade Center up top, and was the second one hit the other tower, correct?
I couldn't tell.
Yes,
I
think it did. I flipped over to NBC here and just saw a huge hole in the side of that building.
Right.
All right, we'll give you some more details on this. And
here comes oh my goodness. Gosh. That is a large jet. That is huge.
That's unbelievable. Holy cow. That's the most horrific thing I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
So that's how a lot of our P1s also heard about it. They were listening in real time as we were broadcasting that.
And then it was like, 45 minutes or an hour later, we're on the air describing them coming down.
Yeah, and that's
because we were speculating if that could even happen.
That never even entered my mind.
No.
And I don't even remember speculating about the buildings collapsing because I remember watching the first tower collapse and it being so foreign to me. I didn't think they were related. I thought the buildings were now being blown up by explosives. You know, because I couldn't. And then, so all of that happened on our watch because the first one came down around 8:50-ish, maybe.
Yeah, or a little after 9.
Second one, 20, 30 minutes later.
Yeah.
It still makes me ill. I mean, I'm sure everyone. And it just.
Boy, it does. It puts you back in that place,
feeling,
doesn't
that,
it?
That feeling that we had that day, and hopefully we'll never have it again. It's just. Of hopelessness and helplessness, we just watched it and didn't really know. Even after the facts started coming out and we watched them collapse, we didn't really know what we were watching.
Well, one way or the other, somehow that day we were all brought together and forged a little bit in a way that we never had been before, and These are the boys who brought it all to you. You voted it as the number one moment in ticket history. 9/11 with the morning musers.
And how long did we go where we didn't talk sports after that?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks. Yeah, it was two weeks for us.
Now, I think Norm went around the NFL 30 minutes later.
Yeah, that was a miscalculation
It was time to get back to sports.
Yeah.
That was a joke. It wasn't later.
But there were no sports that whole week. I mean, everybody canceled. The NFL postponed. Mm-hmm. College is all postponed. Yeah. NASCAR postponed their race till the end of the season because it wasn't until the following weekend that we had anything.
Yeah, the year the planes didn't fly for how long? Week or two?
The rest of the week.
Yeah.
I know on our show it was two full weeks because I remember coming in there like that Monday going, it's probably time for us to get back to doing what we do. And we did.
And that was the question. When do you get back to doing what you do?
Yeah.
When do you start doing your comedy bits? And that's a tough call.
Well, I mean, even at that, you kind of ease back into it. And it's not all just fun and yucks the way it normally is around there. And eventually you would get back to being. It knocked us all back for a while.
But joining us next is a somber Zippy the Clown.
Didn't we,
I think that's how Mike eased back into it.
Didn't we at some point, and it was a ways down the road, do a fake Bin Laden?
That was before.
No, that was way before.
That was before.
That was a couple years before.
Yeah. Okay. He claimed a...
What?
He claimed a missile had taken his turban off.
Bin Laden? Fake Bin Laden?
Fake Bin Laden did, yes.
A little foreshadowing.
Told us to stop shooting missiles up his ass.
A lot of things I'm not proud of.
Oh, best friends.
So, there it is.
The Good Riders moments.
From 20 to number one. There you go.
As voted on by you, the ticket P1.
And look at this damn
crowd,
huh? Look at this crowd. This crowd is about to get a treat because they're going to hear something that all the P1s who didn't make it down here to ticket stock
are
going to miss.
We're going off air. The curtain is about to be pulled back.
The meat curtains will be parted.
The real story.
That's right. Stand by.
Broadcasting live from the AutoNation.com mothership at Victory Park, this is The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.
Walmart presents Fit In to the New Year.